Okay, I've got 9:07. We'll call this special meeting of the Coyle County Commissioners Court to order at this time, noting that all members of the court are present. For those of you here, they're here in person. If you've got electronic device, we'd ask that you place it on mute at this time. And we'll begin with a word of prayer. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you humbled in your sight and asking for the forgiveness of our sins. Lord, we're so thankful that we have you in our lives to watch over us. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless us, guide us, protect us. We ask that you be with our first responders as they protect us on earth as you watch over us in heaven. Lord, we especially ask that you place your hand of guidance and wisdom upon this court so we may do here on earth what honors you in heaven. We ask all these things in your Son's holy name. Amen.
Amen.
And the pledges to our flags, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. Man, I hadn't had enough coffee this morning. The next item on our agenda is the public forum. Citizens may address the court on any matter of the matters concerning county personnel or matters under litigation. Each citizen will be allocated 5 minutes with a total time not to exceed 30 minutes. Is there anyone here that would like to address the court this morning? Seeing and hearing none, I will take this opportunity to address the court on a matter which I have asked Ms. Newton to enter into the court's records. It is a findings of fact and conclusions of law, and I will read. On this day, the presiding judge, having reviewed and considered the filing of an agenda for a special meeting of the Coyle County Commissioners Court, is compelled to file and make known its findings of fact and conclusions of law as follows. The findings of fact being that on May 30th, 2024, Sheriff Scott Williams emailed the Commissioners Court requesting a special session to consider a budget amendment to support the purchase of vehicles. And I've entered that as Exhibit A as it was emailed out. On May 30th, 2024, at approximately 12:41 p.m., and that is according to my cell phone records, I had a phone conversation with Commissioner Ryan Basham, Commissioner of Precinct 3, that lasted approximately 13 minutes, and again, according to my phone records. Commissioner Basham expressed his concern regarding expenditures within the Coyle County Sheriff's Department and Coyle County Jail. Commissioner Basham stated that Brandon wants us to have a meeting. I understood that Brandon to be the county attorney, Mr. Brandon Belt. I informed Commissioner Basham that the issue concerning the expenditures of the sheriff's office and jail were not so time sensitive that it would warrant a special meeting of the Coyle County Commissioners Court. Pursuant to Texas Local Government Code Section 81.005B, the county judge or three county commissioners may call a special term of the court. A special term may continue until the court's business is completed. A special term may be held at a meeting place located in the county and outside the county seat if A, brief one, the commissioner's court agrees to meet at that location and two, the meeting place is in a building providing public access that can accommodate the number of persons expected to attend the meeting. Conclusions of law as I read them. One, Coyle County does not have a policy which defines the process or procedures to allow three or more commissioners to call for a special term to comply with Texas Local Government Code 81.005 and ensure there were no violations of Texas Local Government Code Chapter 551. Two, only the county judge or three commissioners may call a special term of the court. Three, Coyle County Commissioners Court has a legal, moral, and ethical obligation to ensure that its actions are compliant with state statutes. And four, the Coyle County Commissioners Court has a legal, moral, and ethical obligation to ensure their actions foster trust and confidence in the constituents of Coyle County. Again, I've asked Mrs. Newton to enter that into the record. And once it is file marked, I have instructed her to give all of you a copy of that. Given that I have concerns, and none of you have had an opportunity to prepare a response to this, as well as Mr. Belt being the legal advisor. I believe it is pertinent and prudent that we recess until 1:30 today. So you may review the document that I have authored and entered into the record, and we will re-engage this meeting at that time.
I would make a motion that we continue with the court. I did a filing with the agenda with the clerk. I asked the clerk to reach out to two additional commissioners. She did that. She said, what's the process? I said, if they're willing to sign it to have a meeting, there you go. And she did that. I had no conversation with any of them. I didn't break any laws. So I would make a motion that we would continue.
That's not a motionable or action item. We're in recess until 1:30 today.
But we're going to follow Robert's rule, and Robert's rule says that a second on a recess, correct? You want to follow Robert's rule? Do we have a second?
I don't believe a recess necessitates the second.
Yeah, it's in the rule.
We've had a long history and precedence of recessing without.
That doesn't make it right.
Well, then.
People invaded countries for years. That doesn't make it right.
I agree.
People showed up to work for years. Doesn't make it right.
I agree. So you have, if you believe that I am taking action in error, there is recourse.
Yep.
You're certainly welcome to do that. That being said, we'll recess till 1:30. Ms. Newton, I would ask that you would give copies of that to all of the commissioners so that we may ensure that our actions are compliant with the state statutes.
Judge, before we recess, of course, I'd like to say a few things, and I think that's my prerogative.
Those were my comments, and I said them in the public forum following that, the same protocols. Any member of the court is more than entitled to offer a response that is consistent with comments that are offered in the Open Meetings Act.
Okay. Just a quick rebuttal to your stalling tactics. In my opinion, this is an emergency. This is certainly new territory for the court. I believe other commissioners and maybe the county attorney can confirm this, that I think a couple of them tried to reach out to you regarding this meeting, but did not get a phone call back. This is a serious situation with serious consequences. I mean, very, very serious consequences on this court, you included, especially as budget officer. Many budget rules are in play here. There's a very complex situation that we have, and I believe that it deserves the time for discussion and not some legal runaround. And we're also going to require cooperation from many people, including our budget officer. So having said that, you played your card, and we're just going to have to deal with it. Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments under the citizens forum?
And I believe I would address Commissioner Matthews. I mean, it does say here the following motions are in order of precedence. Motions may be made only if no motion or equal of higher precedence is on the floor. And one of those is, first, the motion to adjourn is not debatable, goes to immediate majority vote. That would be to adjourn. Motion to recess, not debatable, may be for a specific time, which I do believe by unfortunately reading these Robert's rules in order to give the judge time to go get him a copy or something, we are at a standstill.
We're adjourned until 1:30.
Sorry, folks.